I'll give examples of where embodied emissions or sort of downstream or upstream emissions are considered. So I work at the University of British Columbia, which really takes addressing climate change quite seriously, not just for researchers and in teaching, but also in operating the campus. And so the UBC, like every public institution in Canada, has to do in British Columbia, has to do a carbon neutral action report to say, here are emissions every year, because you pay a fee for everything you emit that goes to this offset registry. We only have to account for the emissions generated within the campus, but people travel to campus, right? We bring in goods to campus that required emissions to generate, and people on campus travel in airplanes to go and do their research, to go to conferences and all this sort of stuff. So UBC voluntarily tries to estimate those emissions. And we had a travel working group a few years ago to talk about what are some of the initiatives the university could do to try to emit, to try to reduce emissions from things that aren't technically on our balance sheet, but that we are responsible for. And there's all this terminology that gets used for it, and I'll leave that terminology aside. But it's just to say that some of the really forward-thinking and progressive institutions and governments on this, they do think about this concept.